Cleveland County 911.
I don't know if I should have called this in or not, but...
What's going on?
If I'd have had my camera, I'd take a picture of it.
Took a picture of who?
I don't know what it was. He's walking upright like a man. I would not kill it because I was afraid to. But he went back up the mountain.
Kamaseva. You are listening to the Bigfoot Gumbo Podcast, where we focus on topics like cryptids, the paranormal, and UFOs. But to mix it up, we will also cover things like current events, entertainment, food, mysteries, and other interesting things. From Bigfoot to Boudin, we got you covered like a big pot of gumbo. Hello everyone, this is episode 20 and the first show in season 3 of Bigfoot Gumbo. I'm so glad you tuned in. I wanted to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I also wanted to thank everyone for supporting our podcast in 2019, and I hope 2020 is an even more successful year for Bigfoot Gumbo. Our audience has really grown since we started our podcast back in May of this year, 2019. We are currently being listened to in 9 countries and over 40 states in the USA, so I think that's great. Texas, California, Washington, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania are our biggest audiences. So, again, thanks to everyone who is supporting our podcast. We really appreciate it. And in 2020, I'm hoping to get more encounters sent to us by listeners. So if you have any stories you want to share, please email us. I have a great show lined up for you, but first up, as usual, some news to get things stirred up. First off, I wanted to say that I started watching 2 new series on HBO. One is called His Dark Materials, and the other one is called The Watchmen. And other two are rather His Dark Materials. And I'll do more updates on these shows as I watch more episodes. I just don't know enough about them as of this point to give you more opinions on these shows, but I'll give you more updates in the future. I did watch the movie Us recently. The 2019 movie is about a black family whose serene beach vacation turns to chaos when their doppelgangers appear and begin to terrorize them. I'm hearing many reports of this movie getting awards, but I really didn't think it was that great. I found it average at best, and it's worth a watch, but it was nothing special. I also watched a movie last night called American Woman on HBO, and I thought it was a really good show. It's from 2018, and it's about a woman who raises her grandson after her daughter goes missing. This one is definitely worth watching. I watched 2 episodes of the new show Expedition Bigfoot on the Travel Channel. I really like what I'm seeing so far, and the technology these guys are using to find Bigfoot is outstanding. I really enjoy the show and I recommend it. It's great to see Bigfoot back in the spotlight and on television again in a series. But I must say my favorite television show at the moment is Extinct or Alive. Forrest Galante has found several animals that were supposed to be extinct on this show, and I can't get enough of it. It's on Animal Planet, and I definitely recommend it. I wanted to say congratulations to Joe Burrow of LSU for winning the Heisman. What an outstanding year he and LSU have had, and I wanted to wish them good luck on their remaining two games. I hope they win it all this year. So that does it for our news segment. Now on with the show. Our first segment is about a story I recently saw on television, and I wanted to share it with you. Supposedly in the late 90s or early 2000s, a science teacher picked up on a story by an anonymous government employee who alerted the Bigfoot Field Research Organization, or BFRO, about a 7.5-foot-long burn victim with multiple burns on hands, feet, legs and body, some second and third degree burns. According to the story, on August 6, 1999, Battle Mountain, Nevada exploded into several simultaneous range fires in what would be known as Battle Mountain Complex Fire. A Bigfoot was hurt in the fire, according to an anonymous government employee. The story was later dismissed, but the acclaimed author and science teacher believe it really happened and that the whole story was an elaborate cover-up. So that's the story, and I find it very fascinating. I'm not sure if it's fact or fiction, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was being covered up by our government. If anyone out there has any additional information on this story, please email me. Our second segment is about a large bipedal creature observed in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. It occurred on December 18, 2019. The eyewitness states, "I was just fishing in a small creek in southeast Pennsylvania and saw something weird. I was fishing a small, narrow part of it, and on the opposite side from where I was, instead of a bank, there is a cliff about 15 feet. I was fishing on the bank and heard some rustling. Not at all unusual, but it felt different. I felt like I was being watched, and I looked up and saw atop that cliff in the trees a figure. I had been where that figure was, and judging by where it was and all, this thing looked to be about 7.5 feet tall. I'm 6'2", and there was a branch a few inches above my head, and this branch was at the creature's chest. Its fur was dark brown, and I can tell by the way it moved, it definitely was something that was 7.5 feet tall. I'm not sure if it was someone in a costume or not, but I doubt it, as very few people are over 7 feet tall." I know it sounds crazy, and I'm not sure a lot of you will call BS, but I swear this story is true. I left immediately, faster than I ever have. Again, I'm 6'2" and 220 pounds, and by no means a small or weak person, but this thing would have dwarfed me and definitely could have taken me if it wanted to. I definitely think Bigfoot is real, and even more so after this experience. I'm not sure of Bigfoot abducting kids, because I don't think Bigfoot want anything to do with us. But if Bigfoot really did want to abduct kids, I think it could definitely explain the disappearances. I just felt like I had to share this story. And that was sent in by someone with the initials of JJ. So there you have it, folks, another Bigfoot encounter that took place this month in Pennsylvania. It must be really scary to witness a creature this large when you're fishing. This encounter was provided by Lon Strickler of Phantoms and Monsters, Pulse of the Paranormal. Thanks, Lon. Our third and final segment is another classic Bigfoot encounter going back to 1936 in Alabama. This story was from the Modesto Bee, Friday, April 15, 1936, and it was titled Gorilla Family Hunt is in Vain. From Anniston, Alabama on April 15th, Sheriff W.P. Cotton dismissed a wild posse of wild man hunters today and reported that an all-day search for a strange gorilla-like family in Chocoloco Valley Swamp was in vain. Cotton led a group of farmers and citizens into the swamp after rural residents reported seeing a man, woman, and child whose bodies were covered with hair and who at all times walked on all fours. So there you have it, folks, another classic Bigfoot encounter going all the way back to 1936. It was a short one, but still makes you wonder what these people witness. This historical newspaper article was found by the late Scott McLean and was shared on the Bigfoot forums. So remember, our world is still full of mysteries, and here on Bigfoot Gumbo, we'll keep searching for the answers. That does it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed the show. Keep it spicy, everybody, and laissez le bon temps rouler. Bigfoot Gumbo would love to hear from you. Send us an email or join our forum if you have a story you would like to share with us. Your story may appear on a future podcast. Also, please help support us by liking us on social media and sharing us wherever you listen to your podcast. A nice rating would also be appreciated. Thanks for your support. This show was produced by Faux Filet Productions.